Welcome, it's SV Pod. Happy New Year. Stanford Steve is here. I got to talk to Andy North. The Giza is at Kapalua, which is going to suck. That's my favorite place in the world, and I'm going to be talking to him. He's there. It snowed here. Trees fell over in the yard. It's not been great.
It's not good. I got a lot of bones to pick with people.
Here we go. But the good news is that means you're going to get a focused, tight 30.
Nice.
Y'all ready out there?
You got it scripted out. You got the A's, the B's, and the C's. Let's go.
Didn't write down a thing. Let's start with this. There's got to be something in D.C. between it doesn't snow at all and it snows so much in 3 hours that trees break in half and fall down, like, and schools close. There's got to be something between 0 and 100. How about like a dusting? How about just a little walking in a winter wonderland? Nope. Just Armageddon, trees broken, chaos. What are we doing?
We're driving home Sunday night. You advised it was coming.
I told you. You make fun of me, but this is where it pays to pay attention because nobody knew it was coming.
No.
I did.
You
Euro.
Did.
I looked at the Euro and the NAM, the GFS.
Clipper.
It's not what it was, but that's fine. Go ahead.
No, we're driving home Sunday night late after punching out. And you could hear it starting to change from rain to ice on the car, on the windshield. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. What is this going to be? School is already canceled. And
we don't handle it. We don't handle it well here. Not built for
it. Yeah, I got a checklist here. You want me to go down the list?
Let's start this off on a positive note. Yes.
Where the f*** are the garbage guys? It's been 3 days. It snows and you just tap out. Hey, where, man, are they?
I don't. They got ours. So you got to check. You know what, Steve? Maybe you put a little envelope on there with a bow on it. Maybe your trash gets picked up.
Did that for Christmas.
Like the Rooneys in Pittsburgh. The story went back in the day. There's a trash strike in the city of Pittsburgh. The Rooneys got their trash picked up. Because they treated him correctly. You put a little bow on the trash, but it gets picked up. You did that?
Yeah. Garbage guys, mailmen, mailwoman.
There you go. I'm with Steve. Where the f*** are the trash men?
Where are they?
Let's go.
I got boxes all over the place. It's a catastrophe in the neighborhood. I'm driving down the road looking at my neighbors like, where are they? Have you seen them? They're supposed to come on Monday. It's Wednesday night.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And it's going to snow again Thursday. So they might like around March, spring thaw.
Hey, next all I know is up in Connecticut, those garbage guys are punching in every day, no matter what the weather is.
Shout to City Works.
Heck yeah.
What's Public next on the list? Public Works, whatever. And Sonia.
Well, I had stuff written down because we were thinking maybe we were doing it earlier, but thank God. They had school today, Scott.
While they were there?
Remember how short Christmas break would be when you were little? How fast the days would go? You couldn't even play with everything. God forbid, when you started getting the video game ages, you'd turn it on and then you'd sneak to stay up. This Christmas break might have been the longest set of, I'll give you whatever, 12 days? The longest 12 days I can ever remember.
I'll just say this. My bride and I have I'm very blessed. She's phenomenal. She likes me, I think. Yesterday, she did not like me. And I didn't like her. And let me just tell you, we never argue. But the thing about me is I'll let it build up. Like me and Rosillo, we never argue. And then that one day we had in between like the third and the fourth segment, it went nuclear. And then we came back on and had a hell of a show.
Great, great, great show that day.
Well,
the windows were shaking.
Okay. Let's just say that there was some tension, places I could be better. I don't know where she could be better, but I know that I could be better. Mm-hmm. And those things were pointed out. And why? Because our kids haven't been in school for, I swear to God, it's a month.
It's awful. It's so bad.
I'm buddies with a guy who plays for the Caps. I'll leave him out of it. Just they played recently. I'm like, hey, congrats. Good to see the boys get a dub. He's like, hey, thanks, man. Can the kids please go back to school? Like, I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, here, you know what it is? And this is for the parents.
What is it? Please tell me.
I'm going to tell you. What you and I have to remember is that, yeah, we're around during the day and we get to do a lot of extra dad stuff that a lot of other dads can't. And so in that way, I think, tell me if I'm wrong. I think maybe we feel like we're getting extra credit. Like, hey, look at what dad's doing. We're doing a lot of extra dad stuff and then we're going to go into work. But see, we get to go into work and we get to leave the Terror Dome and we get to watch games. And yeah, it's late at night, but you know what? We're not in the middle of Mad Max for a few hours. And so there's benefit, real benefit to that, where you get a break, whereas wifey does not get a break. And so I'll just say that there was an attitude reset that I don't know if I needed it, but no, I did need it, but yeah. I got it. And now things are good. Because the same thing is with Russillo. You got a close relationship with me. If you got stuff, don't let it build up.
No.
But then if you do, just let it go. And then you know what you do? You go, all right. Where could Scott be better? Probably a lot of places. And so Scott's trying to be better. Huh? What can I do to help? I'm just trying to figure it out. We're all just trying to grow and be better here. And you know what would help? If the kids went back to school. But our school didn't go back. And
Sorry.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, the struggle continues. And for the people out there that are in the fight, in the struggle, just be strong. And guys, recognize what your significant other is doing. And ladies, likewise, we're in this together, right? Don't let go of the rope.
Pull
in the same direction.
Yeah. Teamwork.
That's it. Makes the dream work, guys.
There you go.
Before we move on, a couple things to mention. Listen to our pal Steve over on the Stand for Steve and the Bear podcast. This week, the final episode of the college football season before they hibernate until somewhere around March Madness. They'll share their plays for the national championship game on Monday night. So join the guys for one last ride this college football season. Listen and follow Stand for Steve and the Bear wherever you get your podcasts. And watch NBA Today, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific on ESPN and the ESPN app. Or you can listen to the show as a podcast.
Vivid Seats wants you to get to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step towards a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code SVP. That's code SVP. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Any sports?
No. Your tree still up?
No, I took it down day after. But, and I'm not that guy. I'd leave it up forever.
Wow, but you had a nice big one too.
I loved it. It was a wonderful tree. But they left to go south to see family, and I had to work. And let me tell you what, that we had that tree up early. Our tree was dead as a bucket of chicken, and so I got it out of the house the day after. And again, I am not that. To me, that's very Bah Humbug Scrooge. I'm not that guy. I'd leave it.
That is not you.
Well, the other decorations are still up, very festive, but the tree needed to go because it was kindling. So we got that out quick. How about you? Your tree's up?
Yeah. That's the thing. And I've heard plenty from the spouse when the kids are home, it's really hard to get stuff done. And they haven't left, and therefore some tidying up around the house hasn't been done. So I totally get it. I understand it. I'm here to help. And hopefully by the end of the week, we'll get that accomplished. But
all right,
I need the garbage guys to come really bad and recycle. So guys, let's go. Quick,
Montgomery County Public Works.
Step it up.
The guy put the bonus on there for you. Just, you know, like the Roonies, respect. Show respect for the guys, show respect for you. Mm. Okay. Who's going to win the national championship?
Well, I went back and I watched the SEC championship game today, and then I watched both of the semifinals on the tape. And the biggest question to me of the whole bowls and the playoff was, what was Georgia going to look like after the last time we saw them get dismantled by Alabama? And boy, did they impress.
They had an answer. They had a big, loud answer.
They did. And the ability they had to, Scott, they made Michigan look slow. They made Michigan look not physical.
They looked small.
Yeah. And
small, slow, and not physical. And Michigan is not small. They're not weak, and they're not slow. They're not slow, small, or weak.
And they got handled in every facet. And I was really happy. Stetson Bennett comes out, plays the best game of his career. But then when I watch back, I just think about the matchup. And I don't think Alabama used a whole lot against Cincinnati because they didn't have to. They ran for over 250 yards, and I think that was the game plan. Like, we can maul these guys. Let's use our five stars up front. That's a group that's really come together and played their best game against Georgia. And then when I look on the perimeter, they just have the difference makers. I know Mechie's out, but the other kid comes in, fills in. He goes for a touchdown. I think he had 7 catches. I just like the idea of Alabama's offense, and when you look at the quarterback matchup and you look at the head coach matchup, it's not even close to me. So I lean Alabama.
And I understand why. Look, what Saban's been a dog 6 times and he's won outright by double digits 5. So including against Georgia and Atlanta. That said, they did beat him by double digits in Atlanta, and they're a dog again. Well, that's interesting. There comes a time when the dogs have to answer. And I'm saying that time is Monday night in Indianapolis.
Oh, all right.
What's that coming down the track? A mean machine in red and black. I'm picking the Silver Britches to get it done. And when Bama wins 31-16, and I'm sitting there and I'm getting ready to go on, I'm going to be like, what a dumb. Like, what a dumb. But the world's on Bama, and I understand why.
Yeah.
I'd back them too, but I'm being stubborn. And I'm not rooting. It's not that I root, but it wouldn't disappoint me to see Kirby and.
Not at all.
And Athens get its title. And just being honest, like, Bama fans, don't hear this the wrong way. Just try to understand. If it was the same story over and over again, and you got a new one, and you got a new one that lived on the other side of the block that Bama would have to see down the road, like, it just makes sports more fun. So to me, the more fun outcome is Georgia winning. And if you're a Bama fan, you don't give a shit about fun, nor should you. but from a sports, so like from someone who's on our side of the aisle, if Georgia were to win, now that narrative of Kirby can't beat Saban that's over. And now you get to talk about, well, we'll see you next December in Atlanta. All right, good. Giddy up. Game on. Bama wins again. And now you start saying, well, I don't know how you ever beat him. Well, I don't know. You get Caleb Williams in the transfer portal and you got your guy at quarterback. I'm not reporting that, but
no.
I'm not. That's not. I'm just saying
that's
theoretical. In a theoretical, then it would be silly to say you couldn't beat them. But the Bama, you know what would be fascinating to me? And what, through the years, whoever it's been, for many years it was Rinaldi. However, the stories are being covered, Wojo, etc. I mean, there's a lot of folks on our side of the on game day and at ESPN that could cover it well. But just, I'd be really interested to be immersed with them and just see what it's like getting ready for this. They've done it so often, right? Like Cincinnati, I talked about this with Reese Davis. You could do the Norman Dale bit from Hoosiers and put Ollie up on someone's shoulders and measure the rim and say it's 10 feet, just like it is back in Hickory. And it is. But then you look across the field and it's them and it's him, Saban. They've been here so many times. What's that worth? Well, it's worth a lot because they know what it feels like. They don't wonder. They don't wake up on Monday and wonder what's it going to feel like when we play for a title. They know. And so I just... Is there an arrogance as they prepare? Is there a fear of what happens if we fail because they never do? You know, that would be really interesting to me just to see what it is that fuels that. And Saban, how many times, Steve, have I talked to him since the playoff? Like it's been time and time again, and each one's different, and I get it, and it means a lot to this class, and here's why. But I just, it's really amazing to me to be wired in a way where you can constantly seek something you've already attained. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting to me. Because human nature is, I chase, then I catch, and then I'm fat and happy because I put my flag on the top of the hill. It takes a really interesting group to climb to the top of the hill, put your flag in the top of the hill, go back down and say, I want to go back to the top and do it again. And they do over and over and over again.
I will say this, Georgia, you know, you talk about the losses. Mm-hmm. They've never been able to get back at them with the same group. You know, it's been SEC championship games. It's been a national title game. Last year, it was early in the year. They've never had a chance at revenge with the same group. And when you go up and down the rosters, this is as close talent-wise as Alabama and Georgia have been. And there's plenty of places you look and say Georgia's roster's better. There's plenty of people out there that think that, and I think that's why the number is. So that's what's really interesting to me, that Kirby has the same guys to go do this. You know, I thought
Bryce Young is a pretty significant greater than sign than Stetson Bennett.
And Will Anderson on defensive line compared to, you know, Georgia's defensive line, you know, like if there was a draft, you'd take him one, right?
Yes.
But the defensive lines don't play against each other, obviously. And there's that. But when you look at the roster, I think there's just as much talent. To me, it comes down to Bennett. And I understand he's not the reason they lost the first game. I just don't know if they have the goods because I really don't. I love Bowers more than anybody. But he's one of one, and they don't have the other difference makers. Pickens has been hyped up. He's shown flashes. He played way better when Daniels was, I think, because he got a lot more targets when JT was the quarterback, and that kept him interested. But, I mean, hey, if you need any extra motivation here, you got something wrong with you.
And nobody does. I'm
fired up.
Everybody knows what it is. You know, everybody knows it's a heavyweight fight, and everybody knows what it is. So, ding, ding, they get in the ring. You'll be there Monday, right?
Yes, and I just want to say it is in my favorite NFL stadium, and that's why I'm even more fired up. I love the Colts Stadium. It's tremendous.
All right. Well, Stanford Steele will be there. He'll be at St. Elmo's snorting the cocktail sauce.
Were you that time you had it?
I mean, it was dumb what happened. You and Russillo kind of tricked me.
I was not there.
Weren't you?
Not there. No.
It was Russillo.
Ray was there.
I took a big bite, an aggressive bite. And here's the thing. There's a place called St. Elmo's. It's a great steakhouse, and they're known for this shrimp cocktail sauce. It's a cocktail sauce it's got a lot of horseradish in it. And it's, you know, it's like eating jet fuel mixed with lava heated with a flamethrower. Like it's, and I took a bite and then I couldn't feel my face for like an hour. So, you know.
So you were mad at them for no heads up, right?
No. Yeah. I mean, right. You know, they knew what it was. They just wanted to see. Like, no, go ahead and get it. Go in here. Get in there and get some. It'll be
well. Knowing you, you weren't just going to dip it. You were going to bring that shrimp all the way in and get it all. So, It is something I do wish.
Great steakhouse, tremendous. It's one of those things like Indy's so well set up for big events. Awesome. It's a great big event city. And St. Elmo's is sort of like, at least, and people in Indy could tell me if I'm wrong, but I mean, to me, it's one of those things as a touristy type destination. It doesn't feel like that. It's super high end, but it's not trying too hard to be like over the top. It's a great steakhouse. They treat you awesome. And you know, it's the place you're supposed to go. And when you go, you're like, well, I'd go there again. I wouldn't eat a spoonful of the cocktail sauce. I very lightly dip it. Pivoting, final weekend of the NFL season.
Who's playing?
That's the hard part. I got winners I'm going to give out. It's just like such a crapshoot, but on some level, I don't care. This team has something to play for. The other one doesn't. That always explodes in your face the last weekend of the year. I'll probably have some bad teams.
I know you have one team on there for sure.
Who?
Atlanta Falcons.
Well, that's a rare miss.
Whoa.
There's only so many you can write. Look, I wrote Jacksonville down, the whole thing just kind of was like, who knows, man? It's the last chance to back them. Hey, when you can back a team that's lost 8 straight games by an average of more than 17 points, you really should do that.
And you're getting 15 and a half.
Yeah, there you go.
Is there a favorite on there?
They didn't give a real spirited effort last week in Foxborough. Baltimore's laying points, right?
Yep.
I'm on them.
Ooh.
That's a rare GPG in the NFL. That's a general principle game in the NFL, given Baltimore. When they look back on their 2021 season, they're going to go, what the f*** happened? How did this year happen? Like, are you kidding me? They lost four games by 5 points, something like that. Three by one by two. I mean, what? Twice they went for it on fourth down and, went for a 2-point conversion after a touchdown, and didn't get it, once against Green Bay, once against Pittsburgh. I mean, I love that organization. I love how they compete. They just ran out of bodies, man. Too many people got banged up. The one seed in the AFC right now is Tennessee. They're going to get Henry back for the playoffs. We have made it clear we're in the bag for Vrabel. They're just a really interesting team because they've been to the playoffs as a group and they've won games in the playoffs. I don't think anyone views them as the one, but if they beat Houston, that's what they're going to be. And they're going to get a chance to sit at home, not have to play a game. And here's where you say, okay, well, if Kansas City has to play, they'll be favored. Yeah, they'll be favored. But you know what you'd rather do? Not play, because you can't lose. And so them having a bye is massive, particularly if you can get Henry back. Now, does anyone see them the same way people see Green Bay in the NFC? No, not close. That's they're not the same thing. But they do get the same benefit, which is home field and a bye. And it's wild to me, Tennessee's year. Yeah, they lost to the Jets and they lost to Houston. They did. That is true. But they also beat the brakes off of Kansas City earlier in the year. So they're that rare one that I don't think anybody views as such.
Here's what I say about the Titans and why I love them and I love Vrabel and they symbolize everything that is awesome about him. No one fears them and they don't fear anyone. And that's what's awesome. That mindset they have, that persona that they, you know, you are getting 60 from that team. How ugly it's going to be is up to them. And that's what I love about them.
That's such a great point. No one fears them, but they don't fear anybody. That's him.
Yeah.
That's him. Because he instills in them, like, look, they went to Foxborough, beat Brady. Vrabel used that time, the clock trick against Belichick. Belichick's head was going to blow off because he's like, wait a minute, this guy's using my stuff against me. And they went into Arrowhead and battled, but like that was back when the Chiefs were spotting everybody 10 and still winning by 28. But listen, Henry with fresh legs, how about that? I mean, have fun. Have fun trying to tackle that guy late January out there. Here comes a runaway rhinoceros downhill. But I'm psyched for Cincinnati to get there with Burrow. I love the dude. He's got so much. Like, swag's such an overstated thing. He has it for real. He's got competitive arrogance. I love it. I said I wanted to see the Chiefs have to go on the road. I hope they do. It'd just be fun to see them have to play, particularly against a team that, beat them like 27-3 early in the year, if it came to pass.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, though, in the AFC, are the Chiefs still mentally like the favorite? I feel like they have to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's the threat to Green Bay, in your opinion? Because Green Bay, I feel like they've gotten this sort of, not sort of, I feel like they have a clearly stamped, they're the one, good luck going to Lambeau and beating them. They're going to get Bakhtiari back. They still have some people, difference makers, that they could get back on the defensive side. They're the clear one. Who's the biggest threat to them in the NFC? You got to be able to run it is the thing.
Yeah. And I don't think Tampa can consistently.
Not if Fournette's not, right?
Arizona maybe, but I worry about them playing in elements. And I'm fascinated to see the Rams and the Niners and the matchups they get in the playoffs, because those two teams up front are the real deal. And now they got to play each other this week. Like, that's, we know how it's tilted towards the Niners. Like, that's a hot and heavy game right there for week 18.
No doubt.
The playoffs is on the horizon. That's the other thing too, with the expanded playoff, the extra week, you've given playoff scenarios for the last 10 weeks, and I can't even keep track, because I, like everybody, I want to know what the matchups are. Like, I saw one, if the favorites win out, we could possibly get like Buffalo Colts in the first round. Those are two teams I think they could go to the Super Bowl, and they're going to have to play in the first round, which is nuts to me.
I agree.
So it's about the matchups.
This time next week, we'll be able to actually dig in, and that'll be fun, because right now you don't know for certain. I'm just saying the theoretical, because like, the thing that bugs the Packers more than anything is somebody that can run it on and possess the ball and just eat clock and grind a game down. And like, Arizona's the team that I feel like if they've got Connor, and if you've got Edmonds, and then you've got Kyler's ability to get first downs, extend drives, etc., him out there, like, in a 5-degree game, who the hell knows? I don't, but you got to be able to run it. And like with Dallas, like, do they run it well enough? No. Their offense typically looks better at home than it does on the road. So, I mean, God, that'd be an amazing game. Just from a massive number standpoint, if Dallas played at Green Bay, you'd get the world would be tuned in to see it. The Rams have shown an ability to run it, and I like the fact that Stafford's played at Lambeau a ton in his career with Detroit, so that whole whatever aura there'd be is kind of, there is none. He's seen it enough. If you tell me Green Bay is playing in the Super Bowl, sure, I get it. They're the favorite. But I have never felt that they're invincible. It's just Rodgers makes them feel like beating them is going to be such a chore, because he just doesn't, like him and Devontae together.
Yeah.
It's just, they feel like they can do what they want when they want.
The idea, I'd love to see Dallas's defense against them. I really would. I didn't mention them before, but I'm a total believer in Dallas. I know it hasn't been pretty lately, but the talent they have and the way that defense, that's supposed to prove group to me in the league, how they've just ripped it down and built it back up. Diggs putting up the numbers he has. They have the two guys that could get after you up front. Great matchup, man. Great matchup if we could get that one.
Buffalo's to me is the team in the AFC. I like them the most. I think Allen gives you, I just feel like he's a rare kind of combination of impossible arm talent. And he's so big that, like, in the snow against Atlanta last week, they just ran him and it made sense. Mm-hmm. If you told me right now, Buffalo, in fact, I might be willing to put down a couple of dollars on
future?
Buffalo. A little Buffalo future. Huh? How about that? A little sprinkle a little Buffalo future into my future.
I'm not a fan of seeing these division games ASAP in the playoffs, like in the first round. But if New England goes to Buffalo, that first round, that's that's big. I mean, talk about having everything you want in front of you. I know they got there and lost to Kansas City last year, but having Belichick come to town with his group, knowing you've had success against them, but knowing that he's still got something up his sleeve, that's a fascinating possibility when you start looking at the playoff matchups to me.
We'll know them next week. We'll dig more into them then, obviously. In between now and then, just people, I don't care if you like golf, just turn on Kapalua. Just watch it. It's so good. First event of the year. Maui, whales jumping. I mean, oh boy. It's such a good place. And I'm going to go talk to my guy, Andy North, who's there, and I'm going to dog cuss him because he's there right now. He's probably out there longboarding North. Imagine you looked out there, you saw North on a big old board. one of those oars out there paddling. Huh? I don't think he's actually doing that. You got anything on the way out? Anything you love or you hate you want to share with the people?
Steve and I have lengthy lists. Talking about this guy or this thing or this whatever. Once a week, one thing a week.
Here's what I hate.
I do hate something I've seen plenty in bowl games, and okay. It happens in the NFL, and it really bothers me. We used to get in trouble when we did it, and it used to be a penalty at some levels, but too many guys not wearing their mouthpieces. Guys, I hate that you don't wear your mouthpiece. Put them in. It'll only help you, I promise.
Okay, there you go. So Steve hates that. I hate that Andy North and Kapalua, and I'm not. Because you know what? F*** him. How about that? Andy's one of the great people ever. I've never cussed at him or about him. I don't really mean that, but kind of I do. Happy New Year. We will talk to y'all next week.